الاب والابن الروح القدس الواحد امين. كل سنه وانتم طيبين في هذه البصخه المقدسه. النهارده بنحتفل بيوم خميس العهد، عيد صعيدي صغير. وفي هذا العيد او في هذا اليوم خميس العهد اسس السيد المسيح سر العشاء الرباني، وفيه ايضا غسل ارجل تلاميذه. عشان كده النهارده بنعمل الان، وأن السيد المعلم قد غسل أرجلكم فأنتم يجب عليكم أن يغسل بعضكم أرجل بعض. والسيد المسيح اتزر بمن شفى، عشان كده أبونا أو الأسقف بيتزر بمن شفى زي السيد المسيح ما عمل بالضبط. في متى 28:11 يقول: الذي دفع إلى يديه كل سلطان. يعني بإيدي دي اللي دفع إليه كل سلطان، اللي بإيدي صنع المعجزات، اللي بإيدي شفى الأمراض، اللي بإيدي أخرج الشياطين، اللي بإيدي خلق المسكونة كلها، خلق المسكونة كلها. لك أما يسوع وهو عالم أن ساعته قد جاءت لينتقل من هذا العالم الآب، إذ كان قد أحب خاصته الذين في العالم أحبهم إلى المنتهى. حين كان العشاء وقد ألقى الشيطان في قلب يهوذا ثمانية يسلمه، وهو عالم أن الآب قد دفع كل شيء إلى يديه وأنه من عند الآب خرج وإلى الله يمضي، قام العشاء وخرج ثيابه وأخذ من شفى واعتذر بها، ثم صب ماء في مغسل وابتدى يغسل أرجل تلاميذه وينزعها بالمنشفة. فعلا منتهى العجب بهذين اليدين التي خلقت المسكونة كلها، بهذين اليدين التي دفع إليها كل سلطان في السماء وعلى الأرض. بالإيدين دي يوطي ويغسل أرجل تلاميذه ويمسحها بالمنشفة. فهذا اليوم أيضا في تحدث بخطاب الوداعي، ودع تلاميذه وكلمه خطاب بنسميه الخطاب الوداعي. وفي هذا اليوم أيضا صلاة المشهورة في بستان جثماني قبل ما يلقوا القبض عليه مباشرة. وانتهى هذا اليوم، يوم خميس العهد، بمؤامرة الخائن يهوذا والقبض على ربنا يسوع المسيح. يهوذا سمعان الإسخريوطي من المعروف أنه لم يشترك في العشاء الرباني، لم يشترك، لأنه بعد العشاء اللي هو عشاء الفصح خد بعضه ومشي. عشان كده بما بيرسموش في الصورة بتاعت العشاء الرباني ما بيترسمش. يعني احنا عندنا كام هنا؟ 5 وادي 6 11، مش مرسوم فيهم يهوذا. بيرسم 11 ما بيرسمش 12، لان يهوذا ما كانش موجود اثناء العشاء، او يرسموه بس واخد سرة الفلوس وطالع، لانه ايه طلع ما عادش، ودايما ما يترسم واقف اكنه خارج، مش قاعد معاهم على ترابيزة العشاء الرباني. في الصلاة اللي الآن بتصليها بعد الساعة 9، وبعد كده زي ما شفتوا الحمل مفيش مزامير، ولا تقال صلاة الصلح لأن لسه الصلح ما تمش بالصليب. لا يقال المجمع ولا الترحيم. ليه ما بنقولش المجمع والترحيم؟ ها؟ لأنهم لسه في الجحيم. هنطلب منهم إيه إذا كانوا في الجحيم؟ لسه ايه في الجحيم، عشان كده ما بنقولش المجمع ولا الترحيم ولا نقبل الانجيل، لان بنتذكر قبلة يهوذا. وطبعا هناك قسم خاص بخميس العهد اللي هي قسم الذبح ايه اسحاق، ونتذكر ذبح اسحاق وكيف ان هذا بيمثل السيد المسيح او كان رمز للسيد المسيح له المجد. Covenant Series Day, it commemorates the Last Supper of Jesus Christ with his apostles. Before the Passover meal, Jesus was over. Jesus was the feet of his disciples. Jesus demonstrated how Christians are to love one another through the humble service by washing the feet of one another. The church participates. A practice food washing ceremonies as a part of the Holy Spirit's Day service. In Luke 22:19, during the Passover meal, Jesus took bread and wine, and he blessed it, he broke it, and broke the bread into pieces, giving it to his disciple, and said, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup of the wine, shared it with his disciples, and said, This wine is the token of God's new covenant. There's some points we have to just look at it. The Passover commemorates Israel's escape from Egypt. In Exodus, it's written, the blood of the Passover lamb was painted on the doorbell and the frame, causing the black hue of the firstborn to pass over their houses. According to Jewish traditions, wine was served 4 times during the Passover. These 4 cups of wine actually represent the 4 expressions of Jesus' blood. The first cup, they call it the cup of sanctification, because the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ sanctifies us. The second cup is called the cup of judgment. The blood of Jesus Christ judges us. The third cup is called cup of redemption, because God, the blood of Jesus Christ, redeems us. The fourth cup is called the cup of kingdom, and if we drink the blood and eat the body, we will be able to go to the kingdom of heaven. At the Last Supper, each of the disciples questions Jesus. Look how dare Judas was. Could I be the one betraying you, Lord? Each one of the disciples asked our Lord Jesus Christ the same question. Even Judas, he asked him, he said, "Yes, you are the one." Every one of us should ask himself that question. Could I be the one betrayed you? There's lots of time we betray our Lord Jesus Christ without noticing. We betray him when we commit sins. We betray him. We are crucifying him every time. Every time we commit sin, we are crucifying him again. So remember, your sins was the cause for the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Unlike baptism, which is once just for life, you can't be baptized twice. But for the sacrament of communion, it is observed every day. Every day. We need to share in the Holy Communion every day. What we eat and what we drink in the communion is the real blood and the real body of our Lord Jesus Christ. But why we should observe the communion regularly? Because our Lord Jesus Christ told us to observe the communion. He told us, and we are to obey him, because he said, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said to his disciples, "Take, this is my body, which is for you and for many. Do this in remembrance of me." Do this in remembrance. Every time we celebrate the Holy Communion, we remember the crucifixion and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. By observing the Holy Communion, we are remembering the life, the crucifixion, and the resurrection, and the whole life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, when we observe the communion, we have to examine ourselves. Before we share the Holy Communion, we have to observe ourselves and to examine ourselves. As it is written in the Bible, man ought to examine himself before he eats. As our teacher Paul, the apostle, he asked us, man ought to examine himself before he eats the body of our Lord. So before we eat, every time before we eat and share the Holy Communion, we have to examine ourselves. The fourth reason why we observe the communion, because we proclaim his death until he comes. By sharing the Holy Communion, we proclaim his death until he comes. The fifth reason why we share the Holy Communion, because we show our participation in his body, we became one. Because we eat from one bread, and so by eating from that one bread, all of us became one, who are united in his kingdom. So through the eating of the one bread, that's why we insisted. Our Lord Jesus Christ, he took only one bread, because he has only one body, and the body of our Lord Jesus Christ is the church, is you. Each one of us is part in his body, is part in his body. So when we eat from one bread, that means we are all united in one body, which is the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the blessings of the day be with all you and me and all the people and all over the world. May the blessing of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Amen.
Amen.